Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Mistborn Dice. Yes, you heard it correctly. And I have today Alex with me from Crafted Games being able to put this out for us. And welcome, Alex.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate you coming on the show and talking a little bit more about your Kickstarter.
Okay.
So tell me, what is Mistborn Dice?
So, Mistborn Dice are they're a six-sided die based on the works and inspired by the works of Brandon Sanderson, the author of Wheel of Time and the Mistborn novel series. So, to put the long and the short of it, these are custom six-sided dice made of resin that have the six face replaced with a symbol from Allomancy, which is the magic system of the Mistborn universe. So they're usable in any game as long as you can look at a symbol and say, I don't know what that looks, that's supposed to be, that must be a six. And and they're also good for our in-house Mistborn RPG called the Mistborn Adventure Game.
Yeah, definitely. And that's really cool. I like how you put it on the six instead of the one, because most like printed dice, it's always on the lowest one. And I want the symbol on the highest one. So
right, yeah, me too. You know, I've have a lot of custom dice. What drives me crazy is where I pick up some that have the symbol on the ones and some that have the symbol on the sixes. Or in the case of the Gen Con custom dice they were doing for, you know, about 5-6 years back, on the one and the six. So it gets really
well. That's just confusing.
Yeah. You have to actually read the dice to know what's going on. But
exactly.
That decision was actually inspired by the Mistborn Adventure game, because in our game it's a dice pool rolling mechanic, but sixes aren't actually numerical results in the game. You have results of 1 to 5, and then you have the six, which is what we call a nudge. It's kind of like a cool point. So not having sixes on the dice, not having printed sixes on the dice, makes them much easier to use for the game.
Okay. No, that makes sense. And I mean, and they would be perfect for any other type of game that people use a six-sided die for as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you can use them for, I'm trying to think of some other six-sided. Star Wars D6, there's a classic one.
Yeah, old school.
I mean, there's a lot of war games. Most war games use six-sided dice, and so, and a lot of folks that have custom dice to kind of, so they don't, when they're rolling 30 or 40 dice, they don't get confused with somebody else's at the table. On and so forth.
Well, yeah, and or use it for other like tabletop games like Warhammer and like that.
Mm-hmm.
They use tons of six-sided dice. And that'd be awesome to be able to take your Mistborn dice and show them off to everybody else. Everybody be like, what's that? Be like, let me tell you about it, because it's the coolest thing ever. So if the listeners don't know by now, I am a huge Mistborn and Brandon Sanderson fan. It's a fantastic book series, and just being able to have that world as an RPG is really cool. And then even adding more to it, these customized dice, to just make the overall game experience that much better. It's just awesome.
Right, yeah. We've had the Mistborn Adventure game has been out since 2011. And what we've been doing, we had done these dice prior. We did a custom run through Jessix Manufacturing. And the run we did was so big, it completely maxed out their facilities. And in the end, they had to reconsider how they did that for companies. And so basically we went back to them and said, hey, we want to do some more Mistborn dice. And they said, sorry. And so we couldn't possibly meet.
You got to go to a bigger place.
Yeah. We couldn't possibly meet demand for these things. We had people asking us for years. When we brought these out in 2012, you know, when can we get some more of these things? And I missed out. I didn't know they were around because they sold out, you know, within a couple weeks. So we had to, basically what we had to do, the Kickstarter here is, yes, we know the dice can sell, which is a nice thing going into a Kickstarter. But the big one is we had to find completely new facilities, new manufacturing, buy molds. You know, I mean, there's been some people have grumbled, you know, like, oh, well, if you know they're going to sell, why are you bothering to do this? But it's because we have to own the modes of production. You know, overseas production, molds, all this other stuff. And so, I mean, the good news is that we've busted through our our funding goal in 12 hours. We crossed.
I know, it was insane. That's so
cool.
Yeah,
it was great. We've done our first stretch goal, you know, and so we're starting to switch out the faces on the second half of the dice, the back half of the dice set. You know, and we're shooting for, you know, our big goal right now is 24,000, because if we do that, we go from 8 dice to 10. And also of our first, or all of our 1,200 backers at that time, we should have about 1,200, would get a free copy of the RPG. So it's kind of win-win for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, you mentioned, as you know, the listeners, they are funded. They are 200%+ funded,
correct,
which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the Kickstarter is still going on until, and it ends January 24.
24th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, people, you'll have plenty of time to check out Mistborn Dice by the time you're listening to this episode. But it's just cool. I can't get over it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I watched the video on your Kickstarter, and you could definitely tell the difference between your first run of dice and the new run. It does look higher quality. The picture and the printing looks a little bit higher quality.
Right.
And so even those people that have Mistborn Dice already from the first Kickstarter, they'll probably want to back this one and just get more, because it will add to what they have, but also it just, they look cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, I mean, that's the big deal of going with cast dice over, you know, when you go with Chessex custom runs, they do laser etching. So the cuts are done by a beam going back and forth across the die to cut out and melt away the plastic. And so the interior surfaces aren't smooth, and they are filled with a different paint, so you can actually tell they don't look ragged, but they sometimes have rough edges or points where the laser doesn't perfectly smooth out, because they can't get a perfect gradient. It's just like looking at a pixely picture, right? You know, you have a low res picture. So in this case, with going with the cast dice, the molds have been sculpted, and the paint fill is all done at the same time, so it looks much better, and the paint is more durable too. We don't have issues with paint scratching off, and so we were able to make some other corrections. We knew, like, we went with this, what we call a velvet silver, so it's, you know, it was a very nice looking dye. It absolutely is, but the new one has kind of a misty pattern we wanted to have into it, so it's got a pearlized texture to it, silver. So it's kind of a little more reminiscent of the setting. It also makes them easier to read, which we really like.
Yeah, definitely. So, with being, like, it's Mistborn, Brandon Sanderson, how involved is he, or is he involved at all with, like, knowing about this or helping with it? How does that work, working with him?
Oh, yeah, well, we work with Brandon and his team, you know, as much as possible. Obviously, since we met him, he's gotten more and more successful, which we're thrilled by. But that also means his time is more and more restricted. You know, he's got his new tour for Firefight coming out, the second book in the Steelheart series.
Which is also a good book,
right, yeah,
people.
Mm-hmm. Great little superhero YA story. And so that's – he's starting that after the beginning of the year. But, you know, they've given us some boosts on social media, and, you know, they're always really good, you know, collaborators. You know, we work with them on a project like this. There's not a whole lot to get involved with. But, you know, we work directly with them. In case of the Mistborn Adventure game, you know, we fact check all our stuff, and the work that we bring to the table is considered canon until it's contradicted by Brandon. So it's kind of like, in a sense, we're kind of in charge right now of making the Mistborn extended universe, just like the Star Wars extended universe was made by the Star Wars RPG and the video games and all.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the possibility of your guys' extended universe being, I don't know, incorporated in one of the new Mistborn books, like just like mentioning a character or something, that could be pretty awesome too. And very, you know, tip of the hat there from Brandon being like, hey, you guys did a good job, and here's a mention for
you. Yeah, you know, it'll be really interesting. So, you know, we did the Alloy of Law supplement late last year, or I guess what year is it now? we released that in August. September it hit stores. And so that was really interesting because, you know, there's the Alloy of Law is the fourth book in the series and the newest one. And, you know, to do an RPG supplement, we have to go that much further. So we really went out on a limb with a lot of things. You know, we got to really dig into what Kolos tribal structures like. You know, so we're talking the indigenous people of the world in a sense. You know, we had to talk about the cities because, you know, we had a map and we had a very narrow view of that, but we had to talk about, well, what's the frontier like? You know, yeah. We had to make up all sorts of, you know, brand names of guns and, you know, populate the world with characters and plots that weren't there based on just a single novel. So, you know, it'll be really interesting to see when Brandon's second book in the Alloy, it's not going to be a trilogy, but the Alloy series, however long it's going to be.
He's completed that. It seems like the first draft of it. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He's in Shadows of Self. I haven't seen it yet, but you know we had to complete this work, close on to a year ago. So you know my team and myself, we all were sort of like, well, this sounds good, and so we'll see if anything that we made up actually gets folded back into Shadows of Self, or if it, you know, just lives comfortably alongside it.
Yeah, definitely. That's just really cool to be able to work directly with Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
I've met him at book signings and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and he's an awesome guy. You know, he actually takes the time to talk to you and instead of just being, you know, brushing you off, and he's really, really cool guy.
He's incredibly approachable. You know, we back in 2012 when we had the release of the game at Gen Con, we kind of worked with Gen Con, put a good word in for him with the Gen Con people for a guest of honor, author guest of honor, and kind of just jammed our foot in the door. And then Brandon came as the guest of honor that year. And so he did a signing at our booth of the Mistborn Adventure
awesome.
Game, which was great. Yeah. Cause he had been doing signings all, he's a machine, right? And
yeah.
And so he had,
yeah, I don't know how his brain works sometimes.
You know, I've seen him on tour, you know, where he came into town. My hometown's here in Portland, Oregon. And, you know, he comes into town about once a year, and he came here on the tour for, the second book in
Stormlight Archive.
So Words of Radiance. He was here, and he invited me to, you know, come along with him to the signing. And you know, there's 500 people. He flies in at 6 p.m. You know, I drive him across town for the 7 o'clock reading, and then he does his talk for he's there signing books until 10:30, something like that. You know, everybody who comes through the line. Do you have a question for me? And he has a conversation with them, so they want to know something about the novel, something about unrelated, you know, what his favorite color is, whatever, he'll answer it.
Yeah.
And then he picks up and goes to Seattle that night. I mean, it's nuts. So, yeah, he's a real trooper.
Yeah, no, he's really cool. And that's all I can really say about that. So tell us, where can people find out more about Mistborn, the adventure game, Mistborn Dice, and anything that you guys are doing?
Right now, well, the fastest and easiest way to find more information about the Dice and the Kickstarter is to just go to mistbornrpg.com. That's mistbornrpg.com. That'll just kick you from our site directly over to the Kickstarter, where you can see what's going on and get updates and all that other stuff. We also have a ton of previews for the Mistborn Adventure game, all free, and a free primer if you want to sit down and play with your friends for, you know, just a couple hours. That's all available through DriveThruRPG or our website. You can find us under Crafty Games, and our website is www.crafty-games.com.
Awesome, and there'll be I'll have links for you listeners on the post. And Alex, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Barry.
Yeah, it's been awesome, and good luck with the Mistborn Dice and all of your adventure game and everything in the future.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
Too.